आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी चेयर्स अ हाई लेवल मीटिंग टू रिव्यू रोड मैप फॉर नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म्स। External Affairs Minister Jayashankar tells his Chinese counterpart that fight against terrorism in all forms is a major priority for India. US President Donald Trump says he will arrange face-to-face talks between Russian and Ukrainian presidents to help end war in Ukraine. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa today. India's Girish Gupta clinches gold in 10-meter air pistol men youth event at Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz claims his maiden Cincinnati Open title after Jannik Sinner retired due to illness. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting to review the roadmap for next-generation reforms with a focus on accelerating measures to enhance ease of living, improve ease of doing business and foster inclusive prosperity. The officials briefed the Prime Minister on steps being planned to simplify governance, strengthen economic growth and ensure citizens benefit directly from these measures. This high-level meeting came after Prime Minister's Independence Day address, where he promised a Diwali gift in form of GST reforms and a lighter tax burden.
पिछले आठ साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया, पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया, टैक्स की व्यवस्थाओं को सरल किया और आठ साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें। हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया। हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं, ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे। सामान्य मानवीय की जरूरतों के टैक्स भारी मात्रा में कम कर दिए जाएंगे।
Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Road Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal attended the meeting aimed at formulating strategic policies to bolster India's economy, improve infrastructure and strengthen governance. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar has said that the current international environment makes it essential to preserve and enhance stability in the global economy. He also stressed that India seeks a fair, balanced and multipolar world order, noting that reformed multilateralism is the call of the day. External Affairs Minister held talks with the visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and underlined that the fight against terrorism in all its forms remains a major priority for India. The discussions between the two leaders covered a wide range of issues, including economic and trade ties, pilgrimages, people-to-people contacts, river data sharing, border trade, connectivity, and bilateral exchanges. Jayashankar said India-China relations must be guided by three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
He added that differences must not become disputes nor competition turn into conflict. Referring to India's security concerns, Jayashankar pointed out that the country continues to face cross-border terrorism, largely sponsored by Pakistan, a close ally of China.
The fight against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is another major priority. I look forward to our exchange of views. Overall, it is our expectation that our discussions would contribute to building a stable, cooperative and forward-looking relationship between India and China, one that serves both our interests and addresses our concerns.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will hold the 24th round of Special Representatives' Dialogue on the boundary question with the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today. The Chinese Foreign Minister is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. According to officials, the meeting with the National Security Advisor is expected to cover a range of issues, including the boundary situation, trade, and the possible resumption of flight services. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that this is very important because the basis for any positive momentum in the bilateral ties is the ability to jointly maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas. He said it is also essential that the de-escalation process moves forward. The meeting comes ahead of Prime Minister Modi's visit to China later this month to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. NDA's vice presidential candidate CP Radhakrishnan will file his nomination tomorrow. An introductory meeting with the floor leaders of NDA was held in New Delhi yesterday following the arrival of Mr. Radhakrishnan in the national capital. Briefing media in New Delhi after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. The minister said NDA Parliamentary Party meeting will be held today, wherein all the leaders will be formally introduced with NDA's vice presidential candidate, CP Radhakrishnan. He expressed hope that all the political parties will support Mr. Radhakrishnan for the post of vice president. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has taken strict action against the Toll Collection Agency for misbehaving with army personnel on Toll Plaza deployed at Bhuni Toll Plaza on Meerut Karnal Highway. NHAI has imposed a penalty of 20 lakh rupees on the toll collecting firm. In a statement, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways called it a breach of the contract agreement and the agency's failure to manage the situation and in ensuring staff discipline. Further, NHAI has initiated the process of terminating and debarring the toll collection firm from future participation in Toll Plaza abides. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will arrange face-to-face talks between the Russian and Ukrainian presidents to help end the war in Ukraine. On his social platform Truth, Trump said that he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin after hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders at the White House last night. A report.
U.S. President said he has begun the arrangements for a meeting between President Putin and Ukrainian leader Zelensky at a location to be determined. Trump said that the Putin-Zelensky talks would be followed by a trilateral summit involving himself and his two counterparts. During his meeting with Zelensky and European leaders, Trump took a small break to call Putin. Putin told Trump of his readiness to meet Zelensky. Last night, Trump hosted Zelensky, British PM Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, Italy's Giorgia Meloni, German Chancellor Fred Merz, Finland President Alexander Stubb, NATO Chief Mark Rutte, and European Commission Head Ursula von der Leyen. According to Trump, the participants discussed security guarantees for Ukraine, along with guarantees to be provided by European nations in coordination with the United States. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now, news from the world of sports. India's Girish Gupta has clinched gold in the 10-meter air pistol men youth event at Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. We have a report.
The 17-year-old Girish Gupta shot 241.3 in the final, surpassing compatriot Dev Pratap, who shot 238.6 to win silver. India concluded day one with two gold and three silver medals. Kapil Baisla bagged gold in the junior men's air pistol, and both the senior and junior men's teams earned silver medals. In tennis, world number 2 Carlos Alcaraz claimed his maiden Cincinnati Open title in Ohio after defending champion in world number 1 Jannik Sinner retired due to illness. The final lasted just 23 minutes as Sinner called for the doctor and then conceded the match. Alcaraz becomes the third Spaniard to win the Cincinnati title following the footsteps of Carlos Moya and Rafael Nadal. A 24-member Indian archery squad is all set for the World Youth Championship 2025 kicking off today in Winnipeg, Canada. The tournament will run until 24th of this month and features 570 top youth archers from 63 countries competing in recurve and compound disciplines across under 18 and under 21 categories. The 19th edition of the biennial event includes individual, team and mixed teams formats for both men and women. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has congratulated Hilang Yajic, an emerging woman bodybuilder from Arunachal Pradesh, for winning a gold and silver medal at South Asian Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Championship held in Thimphu, Bhutan. Rijiju, who represents Arunachal Pradesh in the parliament and is a former sports minister, praised Yajic's achievement and offered his blessings and best wishes for her future competitions. Jigyasa Pandey from Sports Desk.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa today. The weather agency has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Mahe, Telangana and Vidarbh. IMD further said that heavy rainfall is also expected to prevail over northeast India, including coastal Andhra Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad. Similar conditions are predicted over Madhya Pradesh, Marathwada, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. IMD also highlighted that monsoon is likely to be in active phase over South Peninsula and adjoining central India during next 3 to 4 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, the government has put both the authorities and the public on high alert after the local weather department has forecast moderate to heavy rainfall in multiple districts in the coming days. All the government and private schools across the Jammu division will remain closed today. A report.
Following the weather advisory, the government has directed deputy commissioners, senior officials, engineers and frontline employees to remain on the highest level of preparedness. The district authorities have been asked to ensure readiness of relief camps and stock essential supplies like medicines, food items and drinking water in areas and work in close coordination with police, civil defense and local volunteers for the adverse weather patterns. The deputy commissioners have issued weather advisories asking both the public and the line departments to remain alert and take precautionary measures. The police and SDRF has been instructed to remain alert for evacuation, rescue and crowd management if required. According to the weather department, widespread light to moderate rain and thunderstorms with intense downpours has been predicted for today in Jammu, Riyasi, Udhampur, Rajouri, Poonch, Samba and Kathua districts. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
Continuous heavy rains have been lashing Mumbai city and its suburbs since Friday. The IMD has further predicted very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in the city and suburbs. IMD has said that occasional gusty winds reaching 45 to 55 km per hour are very likely. The Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation has announced a holiday for all government, private and municipal schools and colleges in Mumbai. Chhatrapati Shambhaji Nagar, Marathwada has been lashed by incessant rains for the past 4 days, leading to severe flooding across the region. The Chhatrapati Shambhaji Nagar division recorded 32.3 millimetre of rainfall yesterday, with 57 revenue circles reporting heavy showers. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Neena Arakal.
Thank you, Anuja. A headline on the front page of Hindustan Times says, Putin dials PM Modi, shares takeaways from Alaska summit with Trump as India reiterates its support for efforts aimed at a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict. Chinese foreign minister's India visit lifts industry hopes, states the Hindu business line, while the Tribune cites external affairs minister hinting at the need of de-escalation process to his Chinese counterpart. The Pioneer mentions the introduction of a new bill in the Lok Sabha to decriminalize old laws with a view to promote ease of living and improve business climate. GST on health term insurance may be scrapped or cut to 5%, states the Indian Express. And finally, the first ever Khelo India Water Sports Festival elevates iconic Dal Lake to water sports hubs, states the Times, Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Neena. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs a high-level meeting to review roadmap for next-generation reforms. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar tells his Chinese counterpart that fight against terrorism in all forms is a major priority for India. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will arrange face-to-face talks between Russian and Ukrainian presidents to help end war in Ukraine. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa today. India's Girish Gupta clinches gold in 10-meter air pistol men youth event at Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz claims his maiden Cincinnati Open title after Jannik Sinner retires due to illness. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.